Ahead of revised methane regulations expected from the federal government, a new study shows gas flaring in oil-producing states like Texas could be more harmful than previously thought. The industry has maintained that flaring at oil and gas fields is 98% effective at reducing methane. The study, however, shows the rate is closer to 91%. Sheila Cerna with the Rio Grande International Study Center previously worked as an air investigator in Texas.
And you don't even have to be an expert with a flare camera to see unlit flares and smoking flares at any given moment.
High levels of methane can reduce the amount of oxygen people get from the air, resulting in multiple health problems. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release its supplemental proposal for regulating methane pollution sometime this month. John Goldstein with the Environmental Defense Fund says a study finding show flaring is responsible for 5 times more methane entering the atmosphere than previously estimated.
That's a big deal for climate. That's a big deal for the waste of natural gas resources. That's a big deal for local air pollution.
Goldstein says in 2020 and 2021, researchers took more than 12 flights to test the emissions produced by flaring across the 3 major U.S. oil and gas producing areas.
80% of this problem is focused in 2 states, North Dakota and Texas. So those are 2 states that have a lot of flaring and that haven't done adequate measures at the state level to really curtail that practice.
Texas currently does not regulate methane emissions. And Cerna says that's needed because when flares don't operate properly, they release unburned methane directly into the atmosphere.
The regulation is the first step, but state agencies also need to do their part in making sure that the regulations are actually followed and carried out, holding the state accountable and holding industry accountable to following the regulation.
For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.